No, he's a little beyond his years, mature level. And he very rarely, I haven't seen him get rattled. Doesn't get frustrated, he takes good command of the huddle. Even though the youngest one in the huddle, he still demands respect from the huddle from me, Donald Penn, the guys that play long, you know, a little longer than him. And he's gonna have a great career, he's gonna be good. And this is just learning curve for him. But he doesn't get discouraged. And once things like this happen, he just comes back. He'll be in work tomorrow, and he'll be looking at film, getting better, so will I. And but it's, you know, it's our job to protect him and bring him along and make sure that we make sure that he has a good place to grow in this thing. So
has to be frustrating that the offense wasn't able to move like you guys wanted to as the game went on.
Yeah, once again, man, I give Denver all the credit. They're a good team. They play well today. But also, when I go back and break out the film and I get to see exactly what happened, I don't have to go off what he said, she said type thing. I like to see it for myself, okay. See what we did and what we need to, the areas that we need to address.
The ball you hauled in, just instinctive?
Yeah, just instinctive. I think just, you know, I wasn't going to bat it down or anything. And I mean, I know I'm ineligible, but, hey, man, I didn't. I just grabbed the ball and tried to take off. And then I got smacked from the back by somebody. And I thought the ball didn't come out to hit the ground, but maybe it did. It came out. All right. There you go. I got smacked.
Cleek, Derek played so well for most of the season. These last two games, he's had a couple, you know, the interceptions. Do you guys as veterans, do you have to grab him and make sure that he doesn't go the other way, you know, with the past couple of games?
Nah.
Don't worry about that.
Nah. For him, it's quite opposite. He'll come over to us and he'll say, you know, that one was on me. We'll get better. Keep going. He'll try to keep everybody positive and focused. So, well, that's what I was saying earlier. That's why he's beyond his years, maturity level, even for being a rookie. Most times when guys do that, that's when they're vets, you know.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, you got it. You got it. Brady, Manning, those guys like that, guys have been vets that'll do something like that. They'll come over and say, hey, my fault or whatever. Even if it's not their fault, they'll come over and they'll take reins. And that's kind of what he did. So.
You guys have not been what you would expect from a 0-8 and 0-19. Things have been pretty loose. And it seems to me Derek has a big reason for that, maybe. You see him running around the locker room, teasing the guys, joking with guys, keeping guys loose. Is that a fair assessment of him?
Repeat that question again?
It just seems like for an 0-8 locker room, a 0-9 locker room, you guys are more loose than you would think a team would be at that stage. And I look at Derek and I see him going, he's joking with D-Mac, he's joking with the Lions. It just seems like he's keeping the team really loose throughout all this. Is that a fair assessment?
You know, it all depends. I mean, guys, I mean, I play this game loose. I don't play this game tight because if I get tight, then I think that I don't play my best games. You know, I can't play this game tight and afraid to make mistakes. And I'm that by nature. I'm more of a loose, lax, relaxed kind of guy. On the field, I'm 100% business, but I also keep the same frame of mind that I'm not going to be so tight and so tense that I'm going to mess this thing up. So play loose and be free and just, you know, act like you're going to, you know, act like what got you here in the first place. And, you know, everybody has their different ways of dealing with things, and that's just one of them. And I don't have a problem with that at all. I think it's great. I think it's great for his locker room. His attitude is always great. He's all about business. I come early in the morning. He's already there before me. Him, Schaub, and all the quarterbacks are there before me, so he works his tail off. And he likes having fun. He's a young kid and enjoys it, and he should.